Well, Steve, not the start you wanted, but just give us your assessment of that opening day defeat.
I think maybe in summary, if you don't defend right and you don't take chances at key stages of the match, it's always going to be tough, isn't it? You know, there are a couple of fortunate goals in there as well. We've just looked back at the goals and there's little defections and et cetera that take it into player's stride for them to put it in an empty net when it's going straight to a covering defender or the goalkeeper. But there's no excuse in that. Defending wasn't good enough, allowing crosses into a box. And of course, at 1-1, they probably only look like one team in the ground that's going to go and score a couple of goals. But you can't miss the open goals and the chances that we missed and then expect to come out and win a game. So there'll be no excuses from us. We'll go back on the training ground and we'll try and get ready for Tuesday.
That period when it was 1-1, you had a 15-20 minute period, didn't you, where Matt Darbish had a couple of chances, Aidan White, like you say, that chance. That was the critical period, wasn't it?
Well, they got a fantastic boost, didn't they? You just got promoted. You're a confidence and possession-based team. You got a goal, which is quite fortunate after 4 minutes, whatever way you can describe. It's a fortunate goal. We walked our way into the game. We got a good goal from Matt from a set play that we've worked on for a couple of days. And then we've laid siege to the goal, haven't we, in terms of the chances. You can't get any better chances than the one that Eddie Mike misses. I can't still see why he's missed it. I've just watched it back 10 times. And then Matt gets another opportunity. We are passed back from them, but he's in and go, and we don't take the aim. And within 5 minutes, we've got up the pitch, and a deflection puts them 2-1 in front. And then naive defending, letting a striker across the near post, puts you 3-1 down. It's always tough then, but we changed it. Second half, I think the second time they get in our box. I know the boy Baker scores a terrific goal, but it's the second time they're in our box in 25 minutes. And in that 25-minute spell, we'd missed 3 or 4 good chances across the face of the goal to make it 3-2. But that could be seen as excuses. I'm not coming out to make excuses. I'm coming out to say we'll just have to take it, you know, bang in the face and get a foot on the ball again tomorrow and go again.
Were the changes at half-time tactical then, purely tactical?
No, we didn't think either player was affecting the game. And we had to then affect something positively going forward from a central midfield point of view. I think that worked to a degree. You know, at 3-2, at 3-1, Paul Green is a simple header. Greg Halford is a simple header. Tom Thorpe is a simple header. I could keep going. Matt Derbyshire should probably look back and say he should score. So there's some pivotal moments, aren't there? There's not many teams here that go. If we pull a goal back and only leave it one as a deficit, 15-20 to go, we normally then lay siege to the goal, but the boy Baker's goal then sort of kills that momentum, doesn't it, and takes the heat out of the game. And then, as you'd expect at any football club, then heads go a little bit and shape goes a little bit, and you have to just grind it and see it through as it was. So there's been no shouting and bawling in the dressing room. There's been none of that. It's been a lesson learned today that in both boxes we weren't good enough today.
I was going to ask you, I know you won't tell us exactly what was said, but just give us a theme of what was said. You've been in there for quite a while with the players.
Well, I wasn't in for long because I've just been in my office analysing the goals, Jonathan, but we said that you can't defend like that in win football matches. You know, can't be expected to score 4 goals at home or concede 3 in the first half and come back and win a game. It's a disappointing start as we could get to the new season, but, you know, we'll be okay. We just have to get back on the training ground, do some more work and go again. I thought some periods in the first half win that 20-minute spell was as good as we played here in the year. So, and we've had some good occasions in the last year, but the 20-minute spell, we laid siege to the goal, and I think you see the surprise in the Milton Keynes players' faces and the supporters' faces when they ricochet put some 2-1 in front because they were just not in the game. But over the 90, they deserved the 3 points. We wish them well, and we'll see them in the new year.
How much has it surprised you today then? Because you've looked assured defensively, haven't you, in pre-season? And lots of fans that I was speaking to on the way in today were coming here pretty buoyant, pretty confident of getting a result today. How much has it shocked you?
Listen, the one thing you can't account for is individual sloppiness and individual mistakes. And you can't account for fortunate deflections. They think sometimes go against you in a football match. But you need to commit it, like we've just done there, analyse the goals, be level-headed about our approach, and then move forward. This is a league, if you get hell-bent on thinking about what happened last week, you'll never win a football match. So, you know, we just have to take this bang in the face and get on with our football.
A couple of bits of business as well. You gave the armband to Greg Halford, your captain for the season, is he?
Well, we've said that Greg will be the captain, ably supported by Danny Collins. You know, Danny's a very experienced man in a captain's role. And, Greg will lead it, but he'll be very closely assisted by Danny.
And in terms of the recruitment front of things, you told us last week about the permanent transfer you were going for and the lone player as well. Any update on those fronts?
No update. And it certainly wouldn't be the time for me to be talking about them, would it? You know, we have to dissect, really, some of the things that weren't right today. You know, there were some poor performances today individually. and it's our job as a coaching staff to sit down with the players to show them that tomorrow. So we're looking at it with clarity and go back on the training ground tomorrow, Monday, and get ready for a Cambridge team on Tuesday who's had a real smart result today. So it'll never be about one result in isolation. We believe we're better than last year. Today doesn't demonstrate that, but we need to demonstrate it, you know, Tuesday and next Saturday at Forest.
Thanks, Steve.